Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. The Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism and do my best to dig a little bit deeper. Sometimes that's me talking with somebody else about an idea in Stoicism. Sometimes that's me just talking about whatever's on my mind, or maybe it's something I'm struggling with in that week. I do my best to share my experiences and hope that you can learn something from both my successes and my failures. This week's episode is called Offended. Choose not to be harmed and you won't feel harmed. Don't feel harmed and you haven't been. Marcus Aurelius. How often have you been offended by someone or something that somebody said? Maybe they made a comment about your clothes or mocked something that you really liked, like your favorite football team or a musician. Maybe it's one of your siblings who always tries to put you down or get under your skin. Maybe it's somebody on the internet who posted a mean comment to a picture on social media. Whatever it is, there's plenty in life to get offended by. There's plenty of life to get upset by. And for any of us who spend any amount of time online, which I think is most people, because that's kind of how our modern society is, there's plenty of things that we're not going to like. There's plenty of people that we're not going to like. And as much as the internet has been one of the greatest tools for learning, commerce, connection, and so many other innovations, it still amazes me how awful people can be to each other just because somebody holds a different opinion. I've seen people treat others in some pretty horrendous ways just because they had on a sign or a t-shirt that was from an opposing political party. It's as if they forgot that there's another human being on the end of that comment. Now, Epictetus tells us that what really frightens and dismays us is not external events themselves, but the way in which we think about them. It's not the things that disturb us, but our interpretation of their significance. Now, in all cases, when we are offended by something, it's because of the thoughts that we have about it and that we make it mean. When we really think about it, when somebody is saying something, it's just them making sounds or writing down symbols on a page. If we didn't speak the same language, we had no idea what they said or wrote, would we still be offended? I don't think so, because it's not the words that are offensive, but it's our thoughts about what was said that make us feel offended. When we take offense at what somebody else has said, we're also blaming them for how we feel, rather than owning the fact that it's our own thoughts that are creating our emotions. We're letting them control us. And the words that others say or write down are not things that can actually physically harm us. But often we see people get so upset by what others have to say that they do resort to violence. The story that they've told themselves in their minds is such that they believe it is worth trying to harm someone else just because of those words. So why would people try to be deliberately offensive? I know that plenty of people are just out there online doing their thing and we get upset because we disagree with them. But what about when somebody is trying to actually provoke us? Why would people try and do things like this? Well, I think oftentimes people are rude because they're unhappy. They'll try to deliberately put down others as a way to bring themselves up. Others might try to offend us because they're deliberately trying to get us upset. And that usually happens because it's a way of controlling people. When we're upset, we're much easier to manipulate. We make rash decisions and we become much more reactive and less rational in our responses. And the more that we allow others to provoke us, the more they have control over us. If we can keep this in mind, it makes it much easier for us to be less reactive because we know what others are trying to do, and in a way, we can beat them at their own game. If evil be spoken of you and it be true, correct yourself. If it's a lie, laugh at it. Epictetus. Now, another way that we can look at things that can help us to be less offended by people is simply to ask ourselves, well, is what they're saying true? If it is, then why would we be offended if it's true? If it's something that is personally about us, then it might be something that we have to work on. If it's some opinion that we're holding that is incorrect, again, that might be something we have to work on. But if it's simply something that it isn't true, then why should we be upset about it? It's just somebody else's opinion on something. Now, often we get upset by what someone has said because they may have hit on some insecurity. We might be thinking in the back of our minds, wow, if they see this flaw in us, then maybe there's something to that. And it may be something that we don't really want to face up to. It may be part of us that we're ashamed about. And whether deliberately or not, when we feel hurt by things that other people have to say about us, it's usually because deep down, we're afraid they might be right. I mean, another way to think of this is one of my favorite scenes from Game of Thrones, where Tyrion Lannister, who is a dwarf, is talking to Jon Snow, who happens to be a bastard son of Ned Stark. He says, "Let me give you some advice, bastard. Never forget what you are. The rest of the world will not. Wear it like armor, and it can never be used to hurt you." Simply put, we should never be upset about the truth about ourselves. You don't have to like everything about yourself, but you should be willing to accept everything about you. And once you've accepted those things, then you honestly have the opportunity to change it. Now, if we're comfortable in our own skin, then it's really hard for others to offend us. I mean, if somebody told George Clooney that they thought he was ugly or stupid or that he can't act, do you think that that changes what he thinks of himself? Now, I can't say for certain, but I would say with a high degree of accuracy that it probably doesn't. He seems very secure of his own opinion of himself, and so anything someone else has to say has no impact. Even if criticism of his acting comes from somebody who is an expert acting coach pointing out where he could do better, it really doesn't impact what he thinks of himself. Not reacting to deliberate provocation is a superpower. If you have the awareness and the self-control not to react predictably, there's nothing that can put you off your path. Remember, the only enemy you need to fear is your own self, your lack of awareness and loss of control. The ancient sage. What, for instance, does it mean to be insulted? Stand by a rock and insult it, and what have you accomplished? If someone responds to an insult like a rock, what has the abuser gained from his invective? Epictetus. So how can we handle feeling insulted by other people better? I think the most important thing is to remember that when you get offended, it's because of what you make something mean. It's the thoughts in your head that cause you to feel offended, and not what the other person said. Someone can only offend you if you let them. When we take responsibility for our emotions, then we remain in control of ourselves, and we take that power away from anybody else. Another way is to work on learning to be dispassionate about somebody else's opinion about something. And what I mean by that is just simply recognizing that it is just their opinion. It doesn't mean that you have to do anything about it. You don't have to change their mind, nor do you have to change yours. It is simply that they have a different thought about something than you do. That's all. Not everyone in the world needs to think the same way as you. And it's also been shown that you're more likely to change someone's opinion if you treat them with kindness rather than trying to convince them of the error of their ways. Being offended and getting upset by others seems to be a part of daily life, especially if you spend much time online, which if you're listening to this podcast, there's a good chance that you do. If you find yourself getting angry or upset with others that have a differing opinion than you, just remember, it's your thoughts that are causing the emotions, not what they're saying. By simply choosing not to be offended, you've robbed the other person of their victory, and brought a little more equanimity back into your life. And that's the end of this week's Stoic Coffee Break. Be good to yourself, be good to others, and thanks for listening.